everyone. Good evening. It's me, Chris Cahill, and I'm coming to you live tonight, Wednesday, July 31st, 2013, and coming to you from skidrowstudios.com, real radio on the internet. By the way, don't you know, the name of the show is Psychic Every Day. And since I'm coming to you live, there's going to be lots of fun happening here with, you know, people calling in, and hope maybe that will be you, and talking about a whole brand new thing having to do with being psychic every day. So I'm doing a show about being psychic every day because I am psychic every day. And by the way, so are you. It's human. It's normal to be psychic. Not everybody knows they are or wants to be, but I don't care. I'm having fun with it, and I'm going to, you know, have fun with my friend Mindy here too. Hi, Mindy. Good evening.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm pretty great. I'm glad to be here tonight and see you and everybody else who comes in on Wednesdays.
Right on. How many shows are there tonight?
There's 4 shows tonight.
Wow. Am I the first one?
You are. You kick things off every Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Start off on the right foot.
Start off on the psychic foot.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing here. Well, awesome. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And I do actually have a question for you because I completely forgot since last week. How can people, what is the app people can use for their phones to access this show?
Oh, if they have Android phones, we're on Stitcher, which is a popular podcast. It's an application. I believe it's also a website.
Fabulous.
Yeah, that's, and they great. Can just search Psychic Every Day and they can download you for free.
Nice. See, that makes it easier for everybody out there to listen to any shows here at Skid Row Studios. And we are also live streaming. So if you want to watch the show happening while, you know, while we're recording here and while we're broadcasting, you can go to livestream.com and look for skidrowstudios.com. You can create a free account and just watch the show. And as I understand it, we record the video, and then some of those are available afterward, too. Is that correct?
Yeah, as well as downloading your podcast, they can watch it on live stream. And also, I believe YouTube, your podcast recordings are available.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to go find that and put it on my website, too.
You're everywhere.
I am everywhere. Oh, boy. That's kind of scary. Except that tonight I'm in one place. I'm right here in a studio in my body getting ready to do a show for you. So those of you who are listening, thank you for doing so. And those of you who listen to this as a podcast, I appreciate that. You can subscribe to this podcast for free at iTunes. Just look for for Psychic Every Day on iTunes and go ahead and, you know, hit subscribe and get me in your, you know, get your iTunes on every week with this show. It'll come in probably tonight or tomorrow, this show will. So tonight, what I'd like to do is a show about non-effort. That is my theme. The theme for the week, actually. Working with non-effort, effortlessness, being an effort and not being an effort. Making an effort versus non-effort. What does all that stuff mean and why do I want to talk about it? It's kind of cool, but I'm gonna get to that in just a moment here and go into the whole deal with what is effort and why do we need to talk about it anyway? What's happening with it? The other thing is I am giving readings tonight during the show, so call in during the show and get yourself a reading. The number is 1-800-893-9562, and I'll be giving readings from now, 7:03 Pacific time, until 8 o'clock Pacific time during my show. And so let me just, without further ado, get right into it. Non-effort. So here's a couple things about effort and non-effort. Effort works on a body level. You know, being an effort on a body level, not a bad thing. You know, working hard, working in your garden, working out at the gym, working to qualify for a marathon or you know, doing all the prep work you need to do to be actually able to complete a marathon, or, you know, making the effort to go to your yoga studio and go sit on your mat and do all that stuff. And then you might be in a little bit of effort about it, but boy, it sure feels good afterward. Non-effort doesn't really work for things that, being an effort doesn't really work for things having to do with your spirit. So being an effort in the body, bodies make an effort. Bodies can be an effort and be okay. And when you're not in effort, you're working more with the spirit of you. Being in effort doesn't work on a being level, on a spiritual level. And I'm going to get a little bit deeper into what the heck do I mean by this. For example, being psychic takes no effort. And that's really the point. It takes exactly no effort to be psychic because it's about being. You already are. You already are psychic. You might be in a little bit of effort about it if you are in judgment of it, or you're afraid of it, or you don't know how to be safe being psychic, or you don't know how to let go of the energies that you see or that you become conscious of, you know, when you're being psychic. You might be in effort if you think you have to try hard. So effortless, you know, non-effort, the effortlessness of being is your spirit playing and talking and having fun and creating. Another example is this. What about that last movie you saw that you loved that just felt like it took no effort to make? I mean, and if you know anything about how movies are made, you know that there is a lot of work that goes into making anything like that. Anything as big as a movie, just sit through the end credits and look and count the number of names that you see. You probably can't even count them all. There's so many that flash by so fast. All the people involved in making 1 2-hour film. There's a lot of effort that goes into that. But if you watch a film that just feels like it flies by, it's just magical. It's a beautiful story. It makes you feel good. You really feel the spirit of it. You don't feel like there was a lot of effort involved. It doesn't drag. A film that you see that just is awful or clunky or it drags or it's just not much fun or you feel kind of eh at the end of it, it might have been in a lot of effort. There wasn't a flow to it. So you can see there's a making an effort. You know, making an effort is showing up, doing your work, you know, doing the preparation. A filmmaker might spend years and years and years making a film or preparing to make a beautiful film. That same filmmaker might have been in a lot of effort and all of a sudden hit the flow and things started to work and they got to a place where it became more magical, more of a hello to the spirit. And non-effort, effortlessness is really about that. It's about being able to flow with your own spirit. So that's what I'm talking about. Your own spirit, your spirit talking, your spirit playing, you creating, you having on some level. Now, I want to get into this a little bit more. As I said, effort works when you're playing a sport, running a marathon, competing in some way. Your body might need to be in effort, and that's okay. Bodies are in space and time. They're always right here, right now, present time. Present time, here's my body in the studio, but my spirit's with it because I'm here working on this. And if your body is an effort on in some way that actually validates it, that's a good thing. You know, you work out and you feel good, you sweat, right on, that's great. But non-effort is the energy that your spirit works best at. If you can allow yourself non-effort, effortlessness, you can access your spirit. Your spirit begins everything. Everything begins with your energy, your spirit. And if you're in effort, you're going to have a hard time making something happen, especially if you're trying to manifest something or make something new happen or create something that you don't have yet. And if you go into effort over it, it just feels like a drag, like you're kind of like banging your head against the wall. I just keep trying and I'm trying and I'm trying so hard to do this thing and it's not working. So that might be you being in effort. It doesn't mean you can't create. It just means that you might want to kind of look at it from a slightly different perspective, as in, hey, maybe I'm in effort. What do I need to do to not be in effort? Now, I have got a caller, and I think I'd like to give my first reading tonight. Good evening. You're live on the air.
Hi, Chris. It's Karen.
Why, Karen Wolf, it's good to hear your voice. How are you?
Good. You too.
I should just give you a spot on the show.
I know. if I'm in town, I'm going to catch your show. And I've been lucky the last 2 weeks able to listen in, and I love your topic.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that you listen in and that you call in. It's nice to hear your voice. So tell me, how are you doing, or what have you got to say about this topic, or would you like a reading?
Yeah, I'd love a reading. And you know what I'm really amazed at the timing. It's great timing and a great topic. The thought of flow and not non-effort has been more real to me personally lately. And I wonder if it has to do with, for me personally, trust.
Yes.
That it can be that easy or easier. And those old, Midwest work ethic, Catholic guilt pictures.
Oh,
struggle,
yeah.
And, you know, toil.
Yeah, toil and, wait, hold on. Now you're getting me into Macbeth.
bubble toil and trouble.
Yes, and you could just turn that into a bubble bath commercial, too. Always wanted to.
Great idea.
Well, why don't we go into you, though? I kind of interrupted you a little there with a yes, but absolutely, trust is on my list for tonight. And I'll take a look at you personally because this is your reading, but I can absolutely see the picture you're blowing. And for those of you out in the audience or anybody listening to this who want to know what that means, blowing a picture means you pull your energy out of a picture you had that you might have believed was true. You know, you had a picture of yourself that may not have been true for you, and it might not have been helpful and sometimes not even validating. So Karen, what I'm seeing is this picture of you, it's great. The picture is that you've been waiting and waiting and waiting at the dock for the cruise ship to be ready to load up and go. And in the beginning, when you were getting ready to get on the cruise ship, you were like, oh, this is going to be so much fun. I'm going to be, you know, unplugged from everything. I'm going to get to go off and have fun. I don't know anybody here. I can be whoever I want. I can play. And it was just this picture of kind of, you had this sort of perfect picture of I'm leaving the dock and I'm going floating away on this boat and I'm just going to let adventure happen. But the funny thing is that the more you're waiting for the ship and you start seeing all the people coming up and getting ready and listening to the energy around you, the more you're realizing, oh, I don't want to be on a cruise ship. It's actually kind of like being and this is nothing against cruise ships. I'm just seeing it as this picture of you going, I don't want to be on a cruise ship. I want to have more adventure than that. And it looks like you had a picture that you're pulling your energy out of that in order to go create on some level, you had to go, like it had to be sort of prearranged or, and I don't know if this makes sense to you, but it's kind of like it had to be sort of structured or plugging into the structure or being prearranged. And in the picture of the cruise ship, it looks like you just decide you're waiting and waiting and waiting for it to go. And it starts looking less and less fun to you. Like you start pulling your energy out of the picture of I need that in order to go create. And what I see is this other part of this is, and definitely with the trust, but it looks like you weren't trusting yourself to just go off on your own and have your own adventure. It's like you needed the pre-arranged cruise. And, you know, that can be fun too. But what I see is you're actually getting a little wilder now. You're looking at how do I go create something that really just where I make it up. I start from the beginning. So there is a trust. I see another picture of you. You stopped like kind of waiting. And it looks like you're ready to really just sort of go off in a direction and start to play. And it really does look like it's about play, too, letting yourself play, which is pretty important here. You know, the spirit plays. Your spirit knows how to play. And your spirit won't be an effort if you let it play. So I think it looks to me like you're getting ready to be done really trying too hard or being in so much effort and starting to play.
Excellent.
Right on. Looks good to me.
Excellent. I had an experience over the weekend where I really wanted just an answer to something, and I just thought to myself, what is this? You know, from my higher self, I want an answer, and I have to be able to understand it, and I got it.
Right on. Good.
And I thought, okay, if I can do that, then I bet I could get some other answers.
Yep. You left Gilligan's Island. You're not going out on a 3-hour tour.
Oh, that's so great.
Good for you,
that
Karen.
So great.
All right.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you so much for calling and for listening. Bye.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye. I love that. My last caller, Karen, called in with a great, she just brought something to the table that I meant to bring up tonight, and it would have eventually gotten here, but I'll bring it up now, which is creating with your spirit and not being an effort does have a lot to do with trust. It's you deciding, I'm going to trust myself. Hello, that's a beautiful thing. So I think my next caller is here as well, and I will say hello. Hi, you're live.
Hi, how are you?
Good evening, I'm good. How are you?
I'm well.
What's your name?
My name is Bonnie.
Bonnie, where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Well, thanks for listening and for calling in. What
love
can
your
I do?
Show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Is this your first time listening or have you been listening for a bit?
No, I actually try to catch you whenever I can. And I was away last week, so I missed your show on amusement and caught it on the podcast. And I was like, I love this because I think it ties great with the non-effort.
Right on. I love it. Then I think you're going to really love August because August is going to be all about play with spirit. And I'm just going to have a lot of different topics during August that'll be about that. I mean, this actually, even though it's the last night of July, I'm starting a little early. It was time.
It was time.
It was.
Because we all need to just relax a little and have less effort, maybe.
We really do. It's summertime, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere. It's time to play a little. And this is the time of year we get to really sort of regroup. And it looks to me like recently we've had a big resetting. Like everybody's kind of resetting their energy a bit. So that's kind of a neat thing. But
kind of what I've been trying to do.
Well, would you like me to look at anything for you? Do you have a question?
Well, I'll leave it to you.
Well, you just brought it up.
There's so much. Like, I'm trying to reevaluate relationships and energies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to reevaluate my effortless approach to things, just kind of like letting things unfold the way they're supposed to unfold and trusting that it'll happen the way it's supposed to happen.
Love that. I'll go there. I'm gonna read that for you, Bonnie. So what I see is this picture that in the past you had a lot of different, and these are still, some of them are still there because it's just simply sometimes part of, being in the world and being, kind of doing business with everybody. But the picture is like having a lot of connections into you from others, but on a body level. So it looks to me like there, and here's what I mean by that, like an energy cord, a connection, a line of energy, a demand on your energy.
Right.
And you handled a lot of demands on your energy, and you still do because you're a very, you get a lot done. You look like you're very responsible. You get stuff done. You're, no nonsense, get stuff done. And so there's been a responsible. Did I already say responsible? I'll say it again. But anyways.
Even in my world, I'm pretty responsible.
I'm saying responsible. So
which is okay, as long as it doesn't make you feel like you're walking in mud all day long.
Exactly. But that's the reason I'm bringing it up, because there's a difference. And I don't know if I even did a show on this yet, but if I didn't, I'm going to. I must have done one, because this is a big one for me too. But the responsibility for things you're not responsible for. And I see the energy that's plugged into you at a third chakra level, which is that one right in the solar plexus, the doing chakra.
Right.
About sort of a demand on what you're supposed to do with your energy or what you're supposed to use your energy for. And now that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that what I see you're doing now with your resetting, the picture I see is you're pulling all these cords out of that chakra. Like it looks like you pull them out and you look at them, and some of them you plug back in and some of them you're like, I don't need this. And there's just this sort of neutrality that you're finding, like a not worried about it or non-judgment with some of the things you used to be worried about. And another way to look at it is this, that when you in the past were even more responsible than you are now, you would run the problem through you, kind of like letting something sort of run through you and sometimes feel like it's running you. And what I see you're learning how to do, and this is the place I would very much encourage you to continue to work on and really, give yourself permission to unplug whatever doesn't work for you, because it just takes your energy. But it looks like that's what you're doing, is resetting how you see what your responsibilities are. So where your agreements with many people have been to be responsible, and that's not necessarily bad. But when you become responsible for their work or them or, you know, something that's really not your job, it just gets in the way of you creating. And what I see you resetting now is that, what do you get to create? You know, what do you get to have? What do you get to, what is your priority? So it looks like you're resetting all the priorities, and it looks great.
You know, I'm having a little trouble moving into the direction of what is the new priority.
Well,
what direction should I go in?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what it should be, but I'm going to ask you a couple of things. Do you write? Do you sit down and write to yourself? Do you journal?
I do. I use that as a way to clear my head.
Perfect. I would keep writing it. Because it looks to me like what you assumed it would be is not what it is. And I keep seeing creating, like on some level, creativity. Maybe that's not the direction you'll be in full time, but you're already a creator. It looks like creating your way into finding your answers. Remember, if you heard what Karen said, the last caller, she said that this past weekend she needed an answer on something, and she just asked herself and she got her answer. And it looks like that's part of what you are working toward, really accessing for yourself, is your own ability to get your own information.
Yeah, I'm trying to work on my trusting my intuition and my gut on how I feel about things.
Well, pull everybody else out of there and get it for you. You know what I mean?
It's hard to do that. It's an empowering thing that's been happening, just trying to reevaluate things and walking away from relationships that that feel heavy and wrong, and trying to just think about what makes me feel better about me.
Exactly. You're already strong, but if you start to learn how to say no to what doesn't work, it's going to help you. And just to, you know how it is, it's a piece-by-piece basis, like what's working today, what's not. So,
right, that makes it so much fun.
It actually can be more fun. And meditation will help you. Grounded meditation will absolutely help you.
Right. I have a couple of your meditations from your website that I've downloaded that I like to listen to.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm working on the meditation. I don't know if I'm making much headway, but I'm trying.
It's a process. It's like learning how to do it.
Sometimes you feel like it's in your head, and you wonder how much is valid and how much is just in your head.
Well, that's a pretty common comment from a lot of people until they start giving themselves permission, and it takes some time.
Right.
So there's if it's in your head or you start analyzing it or judging it, then you're not working from neutral. You're working from that part, the mind. You're not working in the body and the spirit. So the point of meditation is to bring your body and spirit closer. And your mind's always going to get, you know, butt in and say, I have an opinion about this. And
like half of the people that you know.
Exactly. Everybody's got an opinion. Aren't opinions cheap and free and easy?
Yeah.
Opinions are sluts sometimes.
Right. Right.
The slutty
caring
opinions.
Caring less and less about them. Yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, you got to like own it yourself. And that's what you're stepping up to do. It's just a process. It's daily working it and practicing. And you'll get there.
I'm trying.
Good. Well, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate
it.
Thank you
so much.
Nice hearing your voice. Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you for your show. You're terrific. Bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye. Hey, everybody. I'm Chris Cahill, and you're listening to me live tonight on July 31st, 2013. And I'm coming to you from SkidRowStudios.com, and that is real radio on the internet. According to my friend Mindy here on the boards, we have a full night of shows, and I'm the first one. I'm here every Wednesday from 7 till 8 o'clock Pacific time with my show, Psychic Every Day. So if you just joined me, or you are considering joining me, you're not even here yet, but you just know you will because your intuition's all over it. Come on, get in here. And if you want to get a reading, call me. I'm at 1-800-893-9562, and I'm having a lot of fun with a show about non-effort. All right, now what are we getting into? Non-effort. It takes no effort to be you, right? Unless it does. And I have a little bit to say about that. I know that sounds funny, Chris, it takes no effort to be me, except that when it does, really, it doesn't. If you're trying to be yourself, if you just want to access your own spirit and be who you are, and you find you're hitting, you just feel like you're, you know, wooden or not comfortable, or you haven't had permission to be who you are, or you've been kind of running into a wall about it. You're not sure what it is. Like, what do I want to do? Who am I? Well, then you might be running into effort about your own energy. And that's a big thing. You know, one of the magical things about movies and Hollywood, and, you know, because I live out here in the land of law and I like it, but one of the fun things about that is that people have permission to pretend to be who they want to be. Now, that's what performers do, performers of all kinds. And so it's really lots of fun for them, you know, and that's a good thing. We have fun watching people become. We might have fun becoming something we're not, too. It might be fun to play a role sometime or to pretend in order to, you know, enjoy yourself on some level or to find an answer for yourself. But it's good to remember who you really are. And if you forget who you really are, you don't know your own energy or you forget what it is, then you might find yourself in a lot of effort about actually owning who you are and being who you are. It's going to be really hard for you then to access your own information, your own answers, and your abilities. You know, not just those psychic abilities you have. That's the stuff that I do full time and I work at it. But also your creative abilities, your healing abilities, your own knowledge, your ability to validate your intellect and what you know and what you've learned, what you create. It'll be hard for you to access what it is that you want to bring out from yourself, like your own truth within, unless you really allow yourself to be who you are. So one really great way to get out of effort, if you've been feeling like you've been in just a ton of effort and things are sluggish and muddy and they're not working, or you've been feeling pretty stuck, start to work on who you are. Work on your own self-knowledge, your own information, your knowing you. And not just knowing who you are and learning what that is, but really owning it and also loving who you are, being kind to yourself, being nice. A lot of times we were all taught to, you know, be an effort and show your work and show up and make a big effort and everyone's going to validate you for it and it's great and you'll get lots of rewards and blah, blah, blah. And a lot of that's great. You know, it's lovely to be able to be excellent out in the world and to do what you want to do and show up and bring that, you know, and have people say, wow, I really enjoyed it. Like, I really love it when people tell me that they got something out of something I wrote or one of my shows. But I work at it too. And I'm going to work at it no matter what. But I do like that. And I'm sure you do too for yourself. You like to get validated for what it is that you're bringing to the table when you're doing your work. And for you, it will have a lot more meaning and a lot more fun if you are able to do it from your own truth, your own spirit, which makes it easier for you to not being in effort, to not be in effort. There's a difference between being in effort and making an effort. If you want to work with your spirit and access your spiritual abilities, effort just gets in your way. You are effectively standing in front of yourself, blocking your own progress. So we've been talking about effort, non-effort, and making an effort. Making an effort means you show up and do your work. So, you know, you practice your guitar. You spend your time writing. You go to the meetings that you really want to go to meet the people you want to meet. You get up in the morning and, you know, go work out. You do all this stuff. But it doesn't have to be about being in effort. If you want to be able to have what it is that you like to have for yourself and who you are, having takes no effort. Not at all. It's when you find yourself in effort that you're getting stuck in some other energy or some other way of thinking about it. You might have a belief that the only thing that's real, the only thing that really exists in the world, is what I can prove or see right in front of me. So getting back to trust, you know, and thanks again for the, you know, people who brought that up earlier. Getting back to trust, if you learn how to trust your own self and your own spirit, then you'll find it's a lot less effort to get your answers and to be who you are. Isn't that a lovely thing? Now, I know you know you want a reading. And you can get one. You still have a lot of time. The number here is 1-800-893-9562. And you can call in and get a reading about, your spirit, your growth, your questions about what you're working on. and also effort. Again, non-effort, effort, being an effort, all the rest of it. Let's see now. I have a couple little notes here I wanted to get into. I'll tell you, I know this sounds kind of funny. Some people enjoy being an effort, and they're suspicious of non-effort. Effort might be the thing that makes it real for them. You know, they might really feel that, wow, it's real. I tried hard. I worked so hard. I worked for 30 years nonstop, and then I, you know, finally did this thing. And that could be exactly what they wanted to do, and they needed it. They had to prove to themselves that if they put in the effort, they were going to do it. And they might be also forgetting that they can just simply trust and allow. It might be that that was, you know, that was their deal. That was their mock-up. That's what they wanted. But for somebody else, that might not work at all. They might do it much faster because they decided that they're going to work with their spirit. They're going to start accessing a higher level of themselves and bringing it in. And things might move faster for that person because they are now working with the spirit. So we're going to be getting into more of this after my next caller. And hello there. You are live on the air. Hi.
Hi, Chris. It's Cindy from Los Angeles. How are you?
I'm good, Cindy. Good to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
I like your topic a lot tonight. I had to call in.
I'm glad you did. Thank you. Right on. So yeah, what do you have to say about it? Or do you have a comment or do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question about something I'm going through right now that has to do with effort. So I've been seeing someone for like a month about, mm-hmm. and as I like this person more, I find that I'm in more effort being around them. Like it's like I'm watching myself and I'm not just like being myself, and it's really irritating to me.
Yeah.
Because I only do it because now I like this person, whereas I wasn't doing it at all before.
Right. Before, when you had more neutrality, you were just able to be yourself, which is what attracted this person to you also. Because you had permission just to be you. And now it's like you're somehow, and that's the energy to look at. I'm going to look at what is the demand on you to somehow, it's like a perfect picture, like to not be, that who you are somehow isn't enough. It's really funny. The picture is that before you were like on the shelf in your own store, and you weren't too worried about it. You're like, yeah, this is who I am. This is what I have. You know, kind of like what you see is what you get. I'm right here. And it was fine. You know, it was all very relaxed. And then it looks like as you feel like you're starting to be examined more on some energetic level, sort of like more, you're having to bring more out. And I see this energy of that you have a fear in your space, and some of it's not your energy, but it looks like it's sort of this fear that you'll be found out somehow, you know, and it's not that there's anything you're hiding, but the picture is don't let yourself be seen too much. And it's not your energy. It's like, I keep seeing it as this sort of kind of family group energy, kind of this perfect energy of don't be seen too much, or it has to look a certain way. Like there's a veneer it has to have, or that you have to have. And I don't see you failing or being wrong here. I just see that there's this demand that you somehow, that it's not okay to just be who you are. It looks like you went from being all relaxed and not really worried about certain things to now there's this, you know, like it looks like your whole space tightens up. You know, you get very, it's like you feel like now you have something big to lose. That's the picture. But
right.
It looks like what you forgot is that the only thing that's really worth holding on to here in this whole thing is yourself. You know, you forget. It's like, it looks like when push comes to shove, there's a demand that somehow you aren't as important as other people. And this is not conscious on your part. It's not you trying to do this. But it looks like there's a demand that you have to sort of bend over backwards or change who you are in order to please others. And it's not like you're trying to do that. You don't even like it. But you're like, you know, it's this energy of somehow it's not good enough. That it's not okay to, you know, be seen maybe without somehow looking perfect or without having a a certain quality, you know, that other, and I just keep seeing, and I don't mean to be disrespectful of her, but I keep seeing your mother's energy, and it's not about her saying this to you, but it sort of looks like an energy she's had too, or that was given to her. And it looks like it's this energy of somehow you can't, you're not supposed to be seen with your hem down, or your, you know, that things aren't perfect. And that's not how you behave in everyday life. But it looks like when you feel like you have something to lose, you're really kind of doubting yourself. It looks like you forget to trust your own spirit. You know, getting back to tonight's topic, you forget to trust your own spirit about the fact that you are fine just as you are. And this looks to me too like it's an energy that gets in between you and yourself as a being. So it looks to me like if one thing you can do to help yourself with this is clean up the energy between you, body and spirit. You know, that body being communication, you know how to do this, but to go in and kind of clean up the energy between you and yourself, you know, to make it easier for you to be in communication with yourself. Because it looks like at this point you kind of, there's a fog between you and yourself. And it wasn't there before. So I don't say there's anything here you can solve or that you have to solve. It looks like it's more about renegotiating your agreement with yourself. What if it became more important for you to really be happy with who you are and know that that's actually what this person wants anyway? If you find yourself ever dating somebody who doesn't think you're good enough being who you are, then that's not your person. And I don't see it happening now. I just see that you're doing that to yourself. It's sort of like you're the one overseeing and being critical and judgmental of yourself in this process. So that's your mind. That's your you know, analytical side. Get it out of your way. Get your body and spirit back together here and clean it up. And I know you can do this. Like, just start working it. Does that make sense, Cindy?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope it helps. It looks like you can clear this up. Like, do it as a healing for yourself.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Thanks for clarifying that. That's exactly what it feels like. And I just have to remember that, like, it's about me.
It is about you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you have a mock-up. You want to have a happy relationship. You know? Why not?
I mean, it's about the other person, too, but it has to be about me, you know.
On your end, it has to be about you, you know?
Yeah.
And on his end, it's got to be about him. Like, if he was getting all you know, uncomfortable the more he was around you because he liked you, you'd feel it. You know, you'd be like, what's the deal? Why is he being weird? You know, and or whatever that is. So clean up the energy on your end for you so you can enjoy this, so you can have more fun.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck. Thanks for calling and for listening.
Bye.
Yay, non-effort. I'm Chris Cahill. You're listening to Psychic Every Day at skidrowstudios.com. And I am live tonight, which means I'm giving readings on the air. The number is 1-800-893-9562. And we have about another 15 minutes in tonight's show. I'm really happy that you're here with me. Thank you so much for listening and for calling in, those of you who have been. And I really appreciate that so many people have been listening to the podcast too. I always love getting that feedback. And if you feel like you want to leave me some feedback at iTunes, please do. You can leave me a review. It's very easy to do. And you can, you know, just that always helps. Every little bit does. So thank you. We are going back to about being in effort and non-effort. Now, I was just talking about some people enjoy being in effort and are suspicious of non-effort. And they might have believed a lie that said that they needed to see it to believe it. And what I'm doing tonight is actually really more along the lines of saying hello to your spirit. Saying hello to your truth, your own spirit, not to the thing that puts you in effort, which might be a demand that you listen to other people's judgment or that you kind of go with that. Okay, and I have another caller right now. Good evening. Hi, you're live.
Hi, Chris, it's Leanne.
Leanne, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Good, how are you doing?
I'm good. Good. How are you liking tonight's topic?
It's a great topic, and it's one that really hits home for me. It's something I think I work on a lot, just being what I do for a living between being a dancer and a personal trainer, I'm used to having to work really hard to produce results. And it's something that I feel like now, as I'm trying to like manifest different, you know, job opportunities and, you know, booking gigs and whatnot, I struggle with the balance between actually, you know, putting in the hard work and then also sitting back and letting go
and letting things happen.
Yeah.
Well, that's about letting go of control too, which is another part of what we're going to be getting into a little bit. That's the trusting and the letting go of control. But would you like me to look at that for you?
Yes, please.
That balance. And that is the picture I see is here's a picture of you on a set of scales, you know, kind of like, you know, like weights or scales, like kind of like the balance. And I see you've been on one side, and the picture is I'm looking at the right side, and the right side energetically on a body level and spirit level is male. And that's about the being in effort, going out and getting, you know, going out and being able to reach for and get the thing. And, you know, it's more than that, but that's just in a nutshell what that's about. And it's important. We have to be able to do that. But it looks like what you have been not putting your energy into as much, because it's been difficult, more difficult to trust it. And you know what I'm going to say, it's that left side, the female side, which everybody has, you know, anyone listening to this, not about men and women, it's everybody has both male and female energy. So you're trying to learn how to trust your ability to receive, to allow.
Right.
And that's your spirit as well. It's not just the, you know, it looks like it's about the demand to be the body rather than be the spirit, or to let the two work together. And you're learning how to do the both. And what I see you're learning how to do is make it real enough for yourself. The picture is letting it be real enough for you that you own it so much that you're not worried what anyone thinks. Because, you know, there's on the one hand, and I'm, you know, I'm a business person too. You have to step up and do your business work. You've got to show your face and do your thing and make sense and all the rest of it. But then there's the part of you that's the artist, the creator. And not only are you creating as a dancer and a choreographer and a teacher, you're also creating yourself. And this is the place where you haven't necessarily had permission to just do that without worrying about what others want or what they think you should be. So that to me looks like, you know, you're right on target, Leanne. It's exactly where you're working. And when I don't see that there's a problem, it looks like it's directing your energy in that direction consciously.
Right.
Giving yourself permission to not give a crap whoever, you know, about other people's opinions, in other words, from time to time.
I like that.
Yep.
Okay.
I know you can do that. Right.
Thanks,
on.
Chris.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, we're getting into trust and letting go of control. And for those of you who are really good control freaks out there, raise your hands. And that would be me too sometimes, I got to tell you. But it is about that, being able to have your spirit and trust that part of you. And there's no effort required when you have that. None at all. And it becomes pretty magical and pretty wonderful. I have another caller. Yay. Hi, you're live. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, who's this?
This is Audrey from Chicago.
Oh, hi, how are you?
And
your name just cut out. Say it again.
Excuse me. It's Audrey.
Audrey
from Chicago.
Audrey, good to hear your name. Good to hear you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. We've met briefly in the past, in our art past.
Yes.
Probably over a decade ago.
Wow, nice.
And I was listening to your awesome live stream.
Well, thanks. Thank you. I'm glad you're here. It's so nice to hear your voice. Blast from the past for both of us.
Exactly.
Nice. Well, what can I look at for you? Do you have a question?
I was actually thinking about effort, and I am now a mom. In the past, I was an artist, and I was in love with that, creating and finding other energies, and I had a control over viewed me and how they viewed me.
No, yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
But I need you to move a little faster because we only have about 10 minutes and I have a few more callers. That's all right. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And so now I'm in this space where I'm a mom and my mystery is gone, and I kind of just wanted to get a reading from you.
Excellent.
how I'm going to get to my future and see how, if I'm going to find my arts freedom again.
Well, what I see is it's great. There's no pre-forecast future. I don't predict a thing because it's ridiculous.
Right.
We create it. But what I see is your the demand has been for you to be the mom, and that's not a bad thing. You chose it, but for you to be the body. You know, it's like the responsible body. And now we need to be both, you know, body and spirit. And it looks like the thing that helps you start moving toward you creating your creative artistic future is starting to give it some time and space, not worrying about what it needs to be. It looks like you keep trying to plug in or ground to a picture that you think you should create. This is what I need to focus on. And instead, what I'm looking at is, what you're learning from your child or children is playing. And that's what it looks like will help you, is to playing, follow your heart right now, make messes, go create stuff, follow whatever your intuition tells you or whatever your interest is. And it's going to help you. And it's going to help you start to find it. Okay? Yeah, just loosen up. Definitely. Well, thank you.
Thank you. That helps.
Oh, good. I'm glad. And thank you so much, Audrey. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Chris.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We've got just a few minutes left here, and I do have a couple more callers I'll try to get to tonight. I just want to say a couple things. Don't forget about your spirit. Really, don't think that it's all about you in the body working hard at everything every day. If you're listening to what people are saying as they're calling in and listening to the show, you'll see it for yourself too. It's got to be about you playing on some level or listening to your own intuition, your own inner truth, and then that way you'll be able to get out of effort. I do have another caller I'd love to take right now. Hi, welcome. You're live.
Hi, this is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Thanks for listening and for calling. And I'm sorry to rush you, but I do have a few minutes here, and there's another person, too. So I'd love to give you a reading, if you can tell me what you'd like.
That would be wonderful. Just on the topic, you know, it seems that things happen very easily for me, and then somewhere in the middle, effort gets in the way. I mean, not giving effort, but kind of getting stuck in that heavy feeling of effort.
Well, here's what I see. I see a couple things. One, the first picture is that you are naturally good at you create the picture and you're like, hey, this is easy. I can do this. And you start creating it because it's not a problem for you. It's actually very true for you as a being to be able to do this. And then it looks like you hit one of two things or maybe both at the same time. One, other people. And you start doing something and you're in non-effort and it's really simple and you're really happy and you want to talk about it with somebody. And you might share it with a friend or a workmate or your family, and all of a sudden it's a lot of effort. Is that making sense to you?
Absolutely.
Okay, are you paying attention?
Oh, yeah.
Start paying attention to that because it might mean that you need to change your tactics. Perhaps you don't want to tweet it right after you do it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And then the other thing is, as soon as that happens, you start analyzing it or trying to figure it out or make sense of it, when actually you were fine to begin with because you were working with your spirit and there was no effort and it made sense to you. So what I would suggest is next time, shut up.
Oh, I love it.
Okay? Keep it to yourself.
Darn good advice.
You know the expression, keep your own counsel? Sometimes that's really, really important and you got to. And then after you get the thing done and you're ready to put it out there, go ahead and do that. Now, I'm not suggesting that you have to always be alone and not share your work. It looks like you can find people to trust who, you know, if you need partners to work with or people to feed stuff off of, you know, get feedback, that's important too. But looks to me like you could share less and get further.
Yeah.
All right.
That sounds like good advice.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, Lauren. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye. You too. All right, everybody. We've got a few more minutes, and I am really enjoying this. This is one of my favorite topics, too. Working with your spirit is so rewarding when you really listen to yourself. And that last caller she had just a great example for anybody listening to this. If you've ever had that happen to you, pay attention because you might be giving it away when you don't need to give it away. You just want to protect what you're doing for a little bit until you're ready to share it, to tell people. All right, I have one more caller for tonight. Who will it be? Hi, you're live.
Cool. All right, I've been on hold. What great hold music Skid Row Studios has.
Excellent, don't they? Skid Row Studios has great everything music. It's all good.
Yeah, I've seen that place. It's very nice.
Right on. Good. What's your name?
My name is Jake.
Well, Jake, would you like a short reading? I have literally about 2 minutes to read you here.
That'd be great. I'd love a reading.
Do you have anything you want me to start with, or just take a look at the energy of effort?
Let's just take a look at the energy and effort.
And what I'm going to do is look at the energy of effort and you, and what I see you doing. The picture I see right off the bat is this picture of you. You've been sanding at this piece of beautiful wood for a long time. And the picture is, it's like, just a beautiful kind of precious piece of, like a slab of wood, kind of like a tabletop. And you've got one of those little smooth sander things, and you've been sanding away at it and getting rid of the snags and making it really effortless to do this. But it looks like you've done the top side. And it looks like you're like thinking, well, do I want to keep the bottom rough, like the other side? Should I just let it be more natural and rougher? I want to see what this means, because it's kind of a wild picture to look at. And what I see
that's
is...
crazy accurate.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you sand wood?
No, but I've been working on a project that I've been debating whether I should go forward with it or not, because on the surface it looks amazing.
Yeah.
But underneath, what's happening is just garbage.
Yeah, it looks like it's been scary. Like, that's the picture of the rough side, is it's scary, and it's gonna make me work. I'm gonna have to work too hard, and there's no. What I see is you're looking at it going, I don't see the reward in doing that too. So it does look like the smooth side looks. You said perfect, and I was gonna say it looks really perfect. It's almost like it's this really perfect picture of what it should be.
And yeah, from the outside, it's fantastic.
Yeah, from the outside it looks great. But what I see is, when I look for your truth in here, it looks like actually you want to do something, and this is not me telling you have to, but it looks like you want to do something completely different. And maybe...
There's an accuracy to that.
Yeah, it's like this inspires you on some level. It looks to me like the polish of the outside, how it looks, is inspiring you to go create something that's actually more... It has more integrity somehow, like more of an integrity within it. And so what I'm looking at is, with your you not being an effort, it looks like if you try to go fix this thing or make sense of it or make it work, you're going to be taking on a problem that's not your problem, and it'll be really hard for you to work with it. I don't like to predict. I just say it looks like you might do better putting your energy and making an effort on something that is more interesting to you. It looks like you're getting inspired right now.
Yeah, that's a very, wow, you actually, I think I may have a gift.
Oh, yeah, well, it's what I do. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. All right, I'm glad you did. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.
I am so happy I came in to do my show tonight, but I always am. We're coming to the end here, and I just want to make my start saying my goodbyes and my thank yous. Again, thank you, Skid Row Studios, and thank you very much, Mindy Jorgensen, and for doing an awesome job as ever on the boards here. You can find me here Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Pacific time. I'm Chris Cahill, and this show is called Psychic Every Day. And here's where else you can find me. Go to my website. It's chriscahill.com, and that is chriscahill.com. You can also find me at my blog, psychiceveryday.com. I write about all kinds of topics having to do with energy and psychic and, being psychic, clairvoyance, telepathy, healing, energy, all kinds of stuff. And you can also find this show as a podcast at iTunes. You can subscribe to it for free. Also on my sites, you'll be able to read things about my readings. I give psychic readings. I'm a clairvoyant. I also teach. I have a lot of guided recordings, and you can find those at my storefront. And that's also on my site. I also want to thank Amadeus Baj for the use of your music to open and close my show. And I really look forward to seeing you next week, or, you can see me here and I can hear you. And remember, next week begins August, and we're going to be playing with spirit in August. There's going to be lots of playful, fun shows on Wednesday nights in August. So look forward to talking to you then. Have a great week. Bye-bye.